The West African state of Liberia has a new government, 2 months after former Liberian warlord Charles Taylor was driven into exile. A transitional administration made up of rebel leaders and government officials has been sworn into office. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Monrovia.
The new power-sharing government has the daunting challenge of rebuilding a country that's been decimated by years of civil war and corruption. And it has to do it with an administration made up of rival militia leaders who still control thousands of armed troops in the outlying areas of the country. Businessman Jude Bryant was chosen to head the 2-year transitional government in part because he wasn't aligned with any of the warring parties. Bryant was sworn into office in the rotunda of the Liberian Capitol building. The members of the choir held new red and white striped flags with Liberia's single white star in the corner. The broken windows behind the choir underscored just how recent the peace here is. Bryant, in his acceptance speech, told the crowd of rebel leaders, former allies of Charles Taylor, and African dignitaries that he's setting out to transform the country.
A transition from secrecy, inordinate greed and corruption, to openness, modesty, transparency, and accountability in national governance.
Former President Charles Taylor used the national government's coffers to fuel guerrilla wars in the region and to fund his own lavish lifestyle. All the while, Liberia's infrastructure disintegrated around him. The capital, Monrovia, hasn't had a functioning electricity system since the mid-1990s. The roads are crumbling, and water has to be hauled in trucks or on women's heads from house to house. Bryant promised to simultaneously reconcile and rebuild the shattered country. Ellen Johnson, who ran unsuccessfully against Taylor for the presidency in 1997, says the reconstruction task facing Bryant and Liberia as a whole is enormous.
You might even say the very character, the very fiber of our nation has been penetrated by violence and abuse of human rights. So the task is humongous, but we've got to start somewhere, and today is a good day to start.
The Liberians' efforts will be aided by the largest United Nations peacekeeping force in the world. The UN has pledged to send 15,000 troops to help keep the peace and disarm combatants here. So far, only 3,500 of those soldiers have arrived. The transitional government, headed by Jude Bryant, will serve for 2 years and oversee new national elections in 2005. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Monrovia.